From the neon lights of the club to the harsh buzzing lights of the office, don't let the wear show on your face. Just swipe Maybelline Instant Eraser Concealer to erase the night before, wherever that happens to be. Instantly cover dark circles and under eye bags for a brighter, more awake look. This do-it-all formula also contours, corrects, and highlights, all while staying lightweight, crease-resistant, and smooth. It may be the world's greatest eraser. Find your shade of Instant Eraser Concealer at your local retailer.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
When you feel as if you're being stalked by someone, it is an insanely uneasy feeling. It's a feeling of not having any sort of control. It's very threatening. It's very invading. It's just, you know, if you've ever had it, you know what I'm talking about. But what is the feeling when you feel you're being stalked by someone, but that someone could possibly be classified as a something and isn't alive? It's a spirit. It's a ghost of some sort that's been conjured up through a ritual of some sort. A Ouija board, for example. Our next story happens to contain just that happening. Again, we talked about Young and Dumb a little bit earlier. Another one of those stories. Young, maybe misinformed is a lighter way of putting it. Makes you feel a little warm and fuzzy. Easier to deal with. Young and misinformed. I'll say myself, I was dumb. If anyone wants to join that club, join that club. If not, misinformed. What happens when you have that feeling? What happens when you're being stalked by something from the grave? Take a listen. About 6 weeks ago, I was at my friend Doug's. He was at work at the time, so we were chilling there, waiting for him to come back home. The girls had played on a Ouija board earlier that day and appeared rather shaken up. Seeing this, two friends and I somehow managed to talk the girls into participating again. We wanted to feel the buzz they were feeling. We started to play and said some chants before continuing. For about half an hour, one of my friends thought it was funny to screw it up by talking and pushing the glass around when we shouldn't. We think it was because he was scared of what might actually happen. But then again, that's the buzz. We kicked him off the board and started again. We all placed our fingers on the Ouija board and asked if anybody was there. After about 5 minutes, the glass slowly started to grind to yes, and finally highlighted the word yes and slowly ground back to the center. We then asked who or she was, and it started towards the word open. Got there, then moved back to the middle. We asked the same questions 3 times after that, and a conclusion came. It spelled out the words, open, you give. We were confused, and shortly after this question, weird things started to happen. The computer in the room started booting and rebooting so fast that it was impossible. There's no computer which I've ever seen in my life which can boot up and shut down and reboot 10 times again within the spacing of 5 seconds. The light started to flicker slightly and gradually increased in intensity. Also, a bowl on the table started to grind around very slowly on its own. Observing this, I started to feel this buzz. The girls, however, were getting scared and wanted to leave. They said that this didn't happen when they played it. Now, the next bit that happened is the bit that very much scared me. Kylie, the girlfriend of my mate, owns a dog. It's Foxy, so it's a rather small dog, not capable of much damage. This dog is a very friendly dog. In fact, it's never even seen it bark anyone or anything. Very, very playful in tone most of the time. His tail was always wagging. However, the dog was acting unusual as well. It was pacing quickly up and down the hallway in the midst of what was happening. Then all of a sudden, very quickly and violently, went to attack Kylie's neck, who's the owner of the dog. He succeeded, and then proceeded to pace. At this point, I knew something was wrong. We all wanted to leave, so we asked if he or she would grant us permission to leave. It answered with what I expected. No. We asked again and pleaded, and once again it said, no. So we tried another tact. We asked if we could leave one by one, asking for people to leave at individual turns, and it agreed. One by one, it let us go, except for one person, my friend Luke. He asked to leave, and it said no 3 times. On the 4th time, it said wait. He asked a 5th time, and it very slowly ground halfway to yes. There it paused for 5 minutes and eventually moved to yes. About 4 or 5 seconds after this, one of the girls screamed and said there was something in my friend's traveling bus. It was dark, but you could still see something moving inside of the vehicle due to the street light shining through the windows on the other side of the vehicle. Knowing everything that had previously been witnessed, I believed them and we all avoided going in that vehicle. I could sense a very strong, uneven presence there focused at me every time I looked at that vehicle. I ceased to look at it because I did not like the feeling. One of the girls about 10 minutes after that said they saw something head into the reverse behind my friend's house rather quickly. I have to cross over that way to get home. It was about midnight. Not knowing whether it really was something evil or good or even maybe a cat or dog, I decided to use my friend's bike to ride the long way home. I was taking streets because I felt a bit safer that way. I still had a very scary, unsafe feeling and felt like something was following me the whole way home that night. I was moving very quickly, as you can imagine, so whatever I thought was following me would have had to really shift to keep up. I got home really scared and went to bed with the light on. I still feel an uneven presence. So I said a prayer. After that, I felt the presence lift and was able to fall asleep. The next morning, the weird stuff started back up again. I woke up to get ready for school and the radio switched itself on. Flicked rapidly through radio stations and loudly and clearly I heard, "Do you feel like something evil is about to happen to you? Well, it just might." Then nothing. Just static. It's one of those really cheesy advertising voices. It makes you want to punch the guy in the face, but it scared the hell out of me. And why on earth the radio switched to that statement and then turned off is beyond me. I then went to the shower, turned on the radio in the shower to experiment with what had just happened. I turned it on, nothing but static, moved my hand towards the radio, and the second I touched it, it worked. I took my hand away and static. Placed my hand back on the radio and it worked and so on. I didn't really mind at the moment because I found that interesting. I played it off as some sort of scientific thing or something like that. I knew that sometimes we can act as antennas and help receptions come in. A few other weird things have happened to me, but nothing that couldn't be proved scientifically, but something happened to me about 2 weeks ago that I cannot explain. I told my dad about everything that happened, and he told me things are going to get weirder and scarier, but he'll help and protect me. I don't know how he knew, but he did. The following night, at roughly 2 or 3 in the morning, I was lying down in bed, not able to get to sleep. Outside my door is material going down the hallway to line the floor and to prevent the white carpet from getting dirty. At the bottom of my bedroom door, there's a small piece of material. It rests on the outside, slightly dims the light that comes under the door, but you can still see the light under it. When someone walks past my door, I can see it as if the lights are off in the room because the shadow moves past the door, blocking the light temporarily. I was laying down, staring in that general direction, and I heard some weird sounds. I stared directly at the bottom of the door to see if anyone was there. I didn't expect anything, but 3 or 4 seconds after the sounds, a shadow moved past the door, and the light coming through the door increased greatly. I walked over to my door, absolutely dreading it, but I needed confirmation that this wasn't normal. I knew there was definitely something in my hallway because the material was scuffed, which is why the light coming through the bottom of the door increased. I knew something really was there. And the scary thing that I forgot to mention was that it paused for a second right outside my bedroom door, and then continued. I walked to my sister's bedroom, and she was out cold. I checked by shaking her. She still didn't wake up, so I was satisfied with that, and continued to my dad's room. I opened the door and checked if he was asleep. He was too. I needed to wake him up and tell him what had just happened. I did this, but with difficulty. We then searched for the house intensely. I had a meat cleaver because once again I felt that same scary, uneven presence. I knew that whatever was there would probably not be affected by a meat cleaver, but it made me feel better. We found nothing, but I still knew there was something there. And it knew which bedroom was mine. Probably still does. Thankfully, I have not yet had any more encounters. From my observations, I found that each encounter has been more intense than the last. I'm dreading the fact that I might actually come face to face with whatever it is at some point. I will not back down now, because I believe that if I run, it will just follow me.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We're hiring at Don's Garage Doors. No experience, no problem. We provide full training, a brand new van, top-of-the-line tools, a gas card, and steady jobs with weekly pay. This isn't just a job. It's a career with real growth, great pay, and job security. Our team members go from training to six figures, and we're ready to help you do the same. Don't wait. Apply now at donsgaragedoors.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I started my first business when I was 12, mowing lawns for about $5 a yard. I learned if you do the job right, people trust you and customers care that you show up and do what you say you're going to do. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Doors. From garage door repairs to upgrades, we show up, we stand behind every job. We only use the best parts and springs guaranteed to last a lifetime. When you care about the people you serve, you work harder and it shows. Call Don's Garage Doors today or schedule online at donsgaragedoors.com.
When it comes to garage doors, no one knows more.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We're hiring at Don's Garage Doors. No experience, no problem. We provide full training, a brand new van, top-of-the-line tools, a gas card, and steady jobs with weekly pay. This isn't just a job. It's a career with real growth, great pay, and job security. Our team members go from training to six figures, and we're ready to help you do the same. Don't wait. Apply now at donsgaragedoors.com.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I started my first business when I was 12, mowing lawns for about $5 a yard. I learned if you do the job right, people trust you and customers care that you show up and do what you say you're going to do. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Doors. From garage door repairs to upgrades, we show up, we stand behind every job. We only use the best parts and springs guaranteed to last a lifetime. When you care about the people you serve, you work harder and it shows. Call Don's Garage Doors today or schedule online at donsgaragedoors.com.
When it comes to garage doors, no one knows more.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We're hiring at Don's Garage Doors. No experience, no problem. We provide full training, a brand new van, top-of-the-line tools, a gas card, and steady jobs with weekly pay. This isn't just a job. It's a career with real growth, great pay, and job security. Our team members go from training to six figures, and we're ready to help you do the same. Don't wait. Apply now at donsgaragedoors.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We're hiring at Don's Garage Doors. No experience, no problem. We provide full training, a brand new van, top-of-the-line tools, a gas card, and steady jobs with weekly pay. This isn't just a job. It's a career with real growth, great pay, and job security. Our team members go from training to six figures, and we're ready to help you do the same. Don't wait. Apply now at donsgaragedoors.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi, this is Danielle Robay, the host of Bookmarked by Reese's Book Club, a podcast by Hello Sunshine and iHeart Podcasts. I'm partnering with Simple Mills, and I've just found my new go-to reading snack. Simple Mills Almond Flour Crackers. Think of this as a quick book-style review because these crackers deserve it. The premise? A snack that feels light, not heavy. Made with almond flour, sunflower seeds, and flax seeds, nutrient-dense ingredients your body can use, not empty carbs. And the taste? Crunchy classic flavors that leave you feeling energized. For a good plot twist, try Pop'ems, cheesy, airy, poppable crackers packed with veggies. Final verdict? These are a shelf staple. Find Simple Mills at your grocery store.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves.
Shh, listen.
Hey, guys.
That's the sound of a multi-level marketing pitch.
This is life-changing, you guys.
Sounds like she wants you to buy lots of essential oils.
They are so essential.
And then have all your friends buy essential oils.
Are you more of a geranium or a lavender fan?
Don't look her in the eyes.
Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.